Today we're going to learn Megillah Dav Lamed Amud Beis. We're drawing very close to the end of Maseches Megillah, hopefully in time for Purim for everybody. So we're discussing the Dalet Parshios, the four Parshios that we read throughout the weeks around Chodesh Adar. We're up to the fourth one. Peravius HaChodesh Zalechem. We are holding again on Dav Lamed Amud Aleph at the bottom, about six lines before the end of the page, at the two dots. Peravius HaChodesh Zalechem. In the fourth week, we read HaChodesh Zalechem. So we're going to discuss this. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalios B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, Koran Kisisa, we read Kisisa. We read the parsha of Kisisa. Umaftirin b'Yehoyada, and we do the haftarah of Yehoyada. Vezuhi Shabbos Rishona. What's the first Shabbos for reading of the Dalet Parshios? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios Besocha. The week that Rosh Chodesh Adar is going to be during that week. Vafilu b'Erev Shabbos, and even if it's on Erev Shabbos. B'Shniya Zachar. The second Shabbos we read parsha Zachar. Umaftirin Pakadati, and the haftarah is Pakadati, which talks about the war that Shaul HaMelech fought against Amalek. So that makes sense for parsha Zachar. Which is the second week? Kol Shechal Purim Lios Pesocha. It's the week that Purim is going to be. The Shabbos before Purim. Vafilu b'Erev Shabbos. And even if Purim falls on Erev Shabbos. Bashlish is Paradum. The third week we read the Parsha of Paradum. Maftirin v'zarakti aleichem. And we do the Haftarah v'zarakti aleichem, which is Yecheskel discussing Paraduma, how everyone's going to become pure during the times of Mashiach. Vezui Shabbos Shlishis. And what is the third Shabbos? Kol Shesmuchu l'Purim Achra. It's always the Shabbos after Purim. But Revius HaChodesh Zeh. In the fourth week we read HaChodesh Zeh. Umaftirin Ko Amar Hashem Elokim Barishon Be'echad HaChodesh. And the Haftarah that we read is Ko Amar Hashem Be'echad HaChodesh, which is also Yecheskel. It's also from the Navi Yecheskel. Vezui Shabbos Revius. And what is the Shabbos Revius? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Nisan Nios Besocha. It's the week that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is going to fall in, so the Shabbos before that is Parshas HaChodesh. Vafilu b'Erev Shabbos, and even if it happens to be Erev Shabbos that Rosh Chodesh falls out on. But Chamish is Chozun L'Kasidron. But on the fifth, this, I guess main point number five on Lamed Amud Aleph, is the different Haftaros that we read for the Dalet Parshios. The Brisa lists the different Haftaros that we read for the Dalet Parshios. Says the Gemara further, but Chamish is Chozun L'Kasidron. Then on the fifth Shabbos, we go back to the regular schedule of how to read the Haftaros. We read normal Haftaros. You don't read special ones anymore. So, L'Seder Mai, what does that mean, regular? Rabbi Ami says, L'Seder Parshios, you go back to regular reading of the regular Parshios. Rabbi Yirmi Amar L'Seder Haftaros Huchazu. No, it's not about Haftaros. So you go back to regular reading of regular Haftaros, not about regular Parshios. Amar Abaye Kavaseid Rabbi Ami Mistavra. He says it's most logical that what is talking that Rabbi Ami is correct, that it's talking about the actual Kriyas HaTorah, the Tanan, because it says in the Mishnah, L'kol Mafsikin, we would stop the regular Kriyas HaTorahs for every Yontif, L'Rosh Chodashim, L'Chanukah, L'Purim, L'Tainios, L'Mam. All these different special days, we stop the regular Torah reading and we read something special for those days. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Tainios, Mamados. That happens on a weekday. It doesn't even happen on Shabbos. So if you say we're talking about Kriyas HaTorah, well, that makes sense if it falls on a weekday, because on weekdays we sometimes do read from the Torah on Mondays and Thursdays. But if you're talking about Haftaras over here, how could that ever happen during a weekday? We don't read Haftaras during the weekday. So Gemara tries to defend Rabbi Yirmiyahu. The Idach, Hakadisa, Vahakadisa. Rabbi Yirmiyahu would say, when we say we go back to the regular Seder, it means that we go back to the regular Seder that we interrupted, depending on which each case for its own. So, Betainios Lamali, meaning we for those things that only have a Kriyas HaTorah, the regular Seder of Kriyas HaTorah, and those things that have Haftarah, we go back to the regular Haftarah. O B'tainios Lamali Afsaka, on fast days, why do we need to interrupt the regular reading of the Torah? Meaning, if you hold that a regular reading is stopped only when you really, really have to, so the Kriyas HaTorah of a fast day shouldn't stop the regular reading. You could avoid that entirely. You could avoid stopping the regular reading in the following way. Likri mitzarfa bin yonadiyoma, read the normal parsha in the morning at Shachris, ubimincha b'tanisa, and at mincha time you'll read the special part about the tainis. Mesayel Rav Huna. So the answer to this must be to a raya to Rav Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna mitzafra kinufya. The morning of the fast day is a big gathering of people on the fast day, so we want to dafka read about the fast day even at Shachris and not save it for Mincha. So the Gemara says, okay, what happens on the fast day exactly? Hechi avdinan. What do we do on a fast day? Amar Abaye. Abaye says as follows: mitzafra lepalged yoma, ma'inir b'mili demasa. From morning time until midday, we look into all the different needs of the town, everything that's going on in that town. Everyone looks at what they're doing wrong, what they're doing right, to try to fix any averus they have. From the middle of the day until mid-afternoon is a quarter of the day. Karino Maftari. We read from the Torah, we read a Haftarah, right? We do Krios of the Torah and Haftarah. And then the last quarter of the day, we ask for Rachim and we daven to Hashem. Shnemar Yikr B'Sefer Torah Hashem Elokeihem Revius Hayom Revius Misvadim Mushtachim. That's what the Pasuk is talking about in Nehemiah when it says that one quarter of the day we're reading from the Torah Hashem, and one quarter of the day we're being Mevakesh Rachim and we're davening to Hashem. I guess main point number one, machlokas, whether we stop the Seder Parshios or the Seder Haftaros. Now the Gemara says, wait a second, how do you know that when the Navi Nehemiah, when Nehemiah describes a quarter of the day reading from the Torah and a quarter of the day davening, how do you know that that means second half of the day? Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe it's the first half of the day that we do that. So lo sal kadai tachsiv. It can't be, because the pasuk also says ve'elai ye'asvu kol chared b'dvar elokei Yisrael al mal hagolah v'ani yoshev mishomim ad l'minchas ha'erev. And all the people gather around me, anyone who's interested in the word of Hashem about the averos of the galus, while I sat and is sitting there until the carbon in the afternoon. Uksiv over minchas ha'erev. And then mincha in the afternoon, I got up from my fast, and that's when, and the pasuk goes on to say, and that's when I started raising my hands to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and davening. So you see, the last quarter of the day, that's when it's time for rachamim, that's when it's time to daven specially to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So main point number two, it's not possible to read in Yana Dioma on Shachris of Etainis, because there's no time for it. We need to be bodek b'ma'asehem. We need to search out, analyze our deeds, and it's only in the evening that we actually get around to reading Haftarah and to davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Seder Hayom of Etainis. Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, we will pick up at the Mishnah. This was a little bit of a short shiur, but next time we'll do the Mishnah, and we're only a few shiurim away from Be'ezras Hashem finishing the Masechta.